The historic expansion of the woodwind family paved the way for the diversity of sound we hear today. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston looks at the story of the clarinet, beginning with a familiar refrain.
That unmistakable sound of the cat from Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf speaks to young and old. But without the inventiveness of a German instrument maker named Johann Christoph Denner, back near the end of the 1600s, it would not have been heard. Professor Emily Trinan of Temple's Boyer College of Music and Dance says there were reasons the sound of the clarinet was so novel.
What was different from wind instruments at that time was that it had a single reed on a mouthpiece, unlike the oboe, which has a double reed.
In the next century, it evolved from a single low register instrument to one with two. But it took some time for the clarinet to move up in the musical world. Originally, the woodwinds didn't have the status of the strings.
Wind instruments and wind players, in the early forms and early design of wind instruments themselves, were really attributed to more of the common person or someone that was just sort of an entertainer and would pull out their flute and sort of play folksy type music around the pit fire.
Today, the modern clarinet in the hands of a jazz or classical musician is a completely different proposition.
Right now, clarinets can play very bright and shrill quite easily, but to produce a really dark, resonant, beautiful quality of sound itself is, the greatest challenge of the instrument.
Hear more about the clarinet's origins and its relationship to other instruments at WRTI.org.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.